This, you know, it's a struggle if you're away a day or two. There's, you know, you're in Tasvena, you miss out 2 days of news. Okay, I think we're holding here Benevuah of Nevuas Moshe, Perek Zion, I believe. Okay, so it's important to pay attention to the Seder Dvarim. In the Ramchal's, one of his great uftus and his strong points is his ability to give something structure. He puts Hashgacha first and Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu afterwards. In terms of when you're trying to prove somebody to somebody emunah and so on, the order would be opposite. You would say Metzias Abayre and then immediately Nevuah, because okay, Hashem, and now how do I know He spoke to us? In terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, we're not coming here to prove anything. We're coming to explain the Seder Advarim. Hashkacha means at its core that HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with us. That's Nekud of Hashkacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with us. He takes note, so to speak, of what we do, say, etc., and responds. Nevuah is part and parcel of Hashkacha. Without Hashkacha, there wouldn't be Nevuah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care about us, doesn't make no difference to Him, so He certainly wouldn't reach out and interact with us. Ratzon Baruch Hu veheichen min gilui shemizgala boi al bnei adam oidam b'chayim b'olam haza. So let's consider what this is. So let's consider this.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess the Giluyim weren't worth. We there was no Gilui at this point. Let's understand this Nakuda here. First of all, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a Gilui that would be mezgalo bel bnei adam oidam b'chayim b'olam hazeh. When it says lo yirani adam v'choy, it means, so it says there's a lashon chazal al b'shas misasan, they see him. It means that within this world, within this metzias, there is no way in which we could perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like Havdal, in a very minor way, our eyes do not have cells that can spot ultraviolet light. So we can be standing in ultraviolet light all day long. We don't spot it because our eye doesn't have receptor fit. A guf, a physical entity, has no receptor for anything ruchnius. So go and look and see mishpat and kedusha and this. It doesn't have a shaykhist hit. So long as we're chai, which means our self is a physical self, there is no ability to have to the hera kodesh baruch really. In Olam Haba, where our metzias is a ruchniistic self, we already have an ability to deher, perceive, whatever your language you want to call it. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu heichen min gilui, Shemes galdne odam, means that there is a language, there's a medium through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents Himself to us. The great trick, the great chiddush is the medium that HaKadosh, the word gilui means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu transmits something to us, which be'etzem is behelim. When I say I'm being megalu a secret, when I say I'm being megalu something, it means the thing itself be'etzem is nister. It's withheld from you. It's not in your plane of vision. I'm projecting it there. That's the Pshat Megala. Someone told me something, I'm telling it to you. That's the gilui of something which is a soit. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a mechanism, a means to convey things that are not in this world's language into entities that are this world's language. Words, ideas, descriptions, everything. And that's, by the way, why Koyach HaDibur is the extraordinary mark of Adam. Adam is B'tzalmeinu K'nusen, is a Nefesh Chaya. Koyach HaDibur is very central, because Koyach HaDibur is remarkable. It takes Sichlius, which has no Metzius in this world, and it translates it into the language of this world. And it's an incredible, you think about it, most people, when they need to describe inner feelings or abstract ideas, fail. They just falter. They just don't have the ability to do anything. A person who has a Koach HaDibur uses words in a way that they paint a picture of something beyond. When I use words that are very, very, you know, one for one, table, chair, and this and that, that's not Koach HaDibur. I mean, an elephant could also be taught to grunt. I mean, a dog can bark when it smells, you know, you can train a dog to smell explosives or vegetables, you know, when you come to customs, whatever it is. So a dog barks twice when he smells a vegetable. So it's not Koach HaDibur. Koach HaDibur is the ability to translate from one language to another language, the language of the beyond, the language of Ruchnis, to a language of Metzius. That's the incredible inyan of it. I want to be Meirich a little bit on this Nekuda. We're having a lot of trouble with the Giluyim over here. The language is really, maybe turn down the volume a bit, or I hear an echo. I'm hearing an echo. I hear an echo.
Now it's good.
So let me do it. I do hear an echo.
No, it's just that it's with the volume. Let's see.
Okay. It's good now? Do you hear me? Okay. Now I don't hear an echo. Do you hear me?
Okay, now we hear you.
Good. I'm fine. Okay, this is good. This is excellent. Okay. So I could just, I want to go a step deeper into this, because it is very, very crucial piece. There's a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Malchus, which is the lowest midah in some way, and it's the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala himself in the world, the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elokus is dressed up in the world. But in many ways, it's the most important midah, because everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is to be megala himself. In other words, the sum total of all the midahs is presence in this world, to run this world, to do things in this world, and so on. So all of these in Yanim are really things that are Gilui is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. It's the midah kolelus of everything. So Ukeshi is Galiyahem Yigalim in Yanim Ashayachpoitz Misesora Vesoidoisov HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Megala Historim and Esoidois. And the way we explained it, it's not just a mikra that HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes teaching us Tikkun HaZoyar and that. The Giluyim, by definition, means I'm being megala things that are not known to you, things that you can see in the world around and you can make sense of yourself, that doesn't require a gilui milamala. The gilui milamala is dafka those inyanim that are star of seidaisav ume inyane hashkachasai, and from the hashkacha, which is the bridge between that to the world, umimashe yovel briyosa vizenekunavua. So if you really think about it, the klal gadol of nevuah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us what his kaviyachol thoughts are about the Bria. In other words, just like conversation person to person, its tachlis is to be megala my machshavas to the other person, so too kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, this is good, this is bad, this is why I'm going to do this, this is why I'm going to do that. It's the chibur between the kavanis and chachmasa yisbarach and the world around. Hagiliyaz v'zenik nevuah, that's called nevuah. So nevuah is the dibur milamala. It is probably the central form of gilui, and it will therefore include giluyim of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavana is and das and how it reflects itself in the metzias around. Hagilui hazeh hinehu bedrochim yuchadim. This gilui has many ofanim. Masher ro'asa chachmas baruch hu yesu nos lakach. V'yesh, so there has to be certain mahalchim for it. Just like a language needs to have certain, it has a certain gedar, and this also has. V'yesh b'madregas al madregas shoynes. And there are different dargas in the clarity, just like in conversation. If I say I told somebody about something, well, the question is, how clear was my communication? How clear was the person's perception of it? V'achaklal b'chulon she'yizbar le'novi b'vados gomur. The klal is that every Navi knows A, that the one who's mizgala is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yaskil mashi galaloi, and he will understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, v'lo yeshoya loy shum sofik b'nevosei klal, and he'll never have a sofik in his nevuah. Now, the Ramchal has a few interesting klolim here. Let's go over a few of them. The first thing is the mezgal is kvoid de yisbarach, that's borah to navi. Now, the Rambam does say that there is a preparatory stage. This he says this in the Yarech HaZaka, in Yisrael HaTorah. There's a preparatory stage where a navi is learning to deal with his nevuah, and to recognize true nevuah from not true nevuah, and he calls that b'nei ha-nevi'im. An example of that would be Shmuel. Shmuel, who kept running back and asking Eli, why'd you call me? Because he wasn't trained yet to deher the Dvar Hashem. So there is possible, so I guess this klal would be true once a person is an experienced Navi, as opposed to when a person is learning. That's what the Rambam says, Al Kaponim. Two, the Rambam himself does say in the Sefer that when this Ruach comes on a person, he recognizes in himself that he's a different person. In other words, there is some sort of definite recognition in the person to himself that he's a changed person. It's not just I have an idea in my head and maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it in. One more very interesting nekuda on this is the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim when he speaks about the Akedah and what you can learn from the Akedah. So one thing he speaks about is the limitless Avas Hashem and so on. He talks, he dwells a lot about that main Nekuda. But the Rambam says another fascinating point over there. He says it teaches us how certain Nevi'im were that their Nevuah is Var Hashem. Because imagine, you have Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu has a dilemma. On the one hand, he loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is faithful and wants to do everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. On the other hand, he loves Yitzchak. So the obvious way to sort of reconcile it would be to say, you know, I think I'm having a vision. Not without a capital V. I think I need a vacation desperately because I hear this crazy voice telling me to shech my son. It can't be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so I guess I need to chill out a bit. He never had a doubt. There was never ever a suffix by Avraham Avinu that it's Dvar Hashem. So the Rambam says you see that nevuah is so clear and so It leaves no room for doubt by the recipient that he's in that he has a Dvar Hashem. That's the Rambam says is what you, one of the things you learn from that Keda. So here also he says it becomes lo yeshur some suffik nevuah klal. So even though the nevuah itself may be less than clear, and he'll speak about this soon, but the idea that it's a nevuah and whatever dagger he has it on, there is clarity in that. So he says, "Va'omnam ba'agia inyan zela navi, hine tiktam loy ra'od gedola. The person shakes. V'cholavore gufa izdazu, v'yibotag ha'shoysov. So the person loses all of his senses. V'yishoya ki'ish yashin. He's like a person who's sleeping. V'oz mitoch tademos zois yisro la'ino maros yisro. And from that deep sleep, he has that vision. Yasigubam gilu akover elov, v'yeda mashhiya rotsa elyon shivadaloi. So he gets a certain sense of the gilui, that he's having a gilui, and what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to tell him. The Rambam says that the Navi gets both a vision and sort of a caption as to what, as Rambam says in Sefer Torah, as to what the Nevuah will be. I want to talk a little bit about this point. First of all, Is it so important to tell me these nekudas? I mean, the Ramchal is spending all of a page, that's with footnotes, to tell me about Navi Nevuah. It is true that a Navi is Mizdazea and Yibota Geshoysov and so on, but why is that so important to tell me about it? Now, he will contrast it with Moshe Rabbeinu afterwards, possibly, so that might be important. But it seems to be such a central theme. He has so little that he says, and this takes up a place. I mean, he could have said this is collateral, and you know, he could have said also they were called Mishigoyim in Tanakh, and it says this, is that. The things you can say about a Navi, sometimes you take a Menagin. If you want to be Meirich, this doesn't seem to us to be a very central prat to Nevuah. And the answer is, it most certainly is a central prat to Nevuah for the following reason. Because a Navi wants to be, because we want to be able to state unequivocally that a Navi's message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is clear, we'd have a problem. If you don't hear me speaking clearly, like here, it could be because I'm not speaking clearly, it could be because of the mic, or because of the speakers, or because of a whole bunch of things over there. Let's say there's background noise, a lot of noise going on. So even though I'm speaking very clearly, but you wouldn't hear me because of the background noise. The guf itself, and its chushim, and its hargashas, are a stira to Dvar Hashem. The Rambam says it doesn't allow me to understand because of the chaymer of the person, because the person is so gufniastic, everything gets filtered through it, and I need to understand it through myself. Just like, let's take a simple mashal. A person can see things very clearly until he's in a gebedava. And as soon as I'm in a gebedava, so when someone asks me, should I do X, Y, Z, and immediately in my head I say, oh, it's an afkemina for me, kach v'kach, they're hearing it through something that's not clear. So if a Navi were hearing the Dvar Hashem and his body is on, so to speak, he's up, he's awake, his body is part of the process, that would be a chisorin. It would throw the clarity of the Nevuah into question. So the Navi loses all sense of his guf, and his perception is with no static coming from the guf, and that's why there has to be a bitl of the guf. Moshe Rabbeinu's godless was that Moshe Rabbeinu was kol kulei davik naKadosh Baruch Hu, and b'meila his guf itself was also kaddish shalakim and so on. But the reason why this is so important is it emphasizes the point of clarity. The yasig bam gilui akavet v'yedav she'rotzon al yitshvada boy is because the person has a bitl achushim. So the bitl achushim, so just like sometimes when you want to listen to something, you close your eyes because you don't want to be distracted by what you see. So you sort of close your eyes to focus on something. The same thing is also the guf shuts down so that the person can be can have that type of clarity that's possible.
Don't we say that there's some level of subjectivity when it comes to how to
reinterpret Nevuah? Yes, the Gemara says the that has to do with the language that I translated in. So in the process of giving over Nevuah to other people, so there's the input, and that Mitzara Kadosh Baruch was as clear as can be, and then my expressing it comes through my das. At that point, in the way I bring it over to Korach HaDibur, you have no choice. That's my Diburim, and that's why each Navi has a very different signal. And that's what Chazal say, the two Navim, even though they both heard Dvar Hashem, but they're not misnabe b'signal echad. Vehine, he says, what's the point of Nevuah? So we immediately say, you know, to tell people to do this, that, and the other thing. But Chazal tells that there were many more Nevi'im than there were, you know, than we have, and they weren't mitnabe publicly. And the Rambam speaks about this a lot. The Rambam speaks about Kina Kadosh Baruch Hu bechoyze from something that he told the Navi a haftacha teiva because of the chet. And the Rambam's mechalek between the public and private, and others say differently. So what's the point? Much Nevuah is personal. The Rambam lists Nevuah in a way where it's a personal darga. So he says, Milavad hayediyah she'aviyach hanavi b'gila Nevuah. Besides the yediyah, in other words, it's since knowing and understanding darkei HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an accomplishment of a person. It's knowledge. It's Das Hashem, Haskav Yedeh Oisi. So the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Ashkacha is very, very important. But besides that, so Melvara Yediyah Shavichan Begil Nevuah, the ideas that he gets, and in a similar vein, you have all sorts of Sfarim, right, that the need for Shena is because that's when you can get Giluyim and Torah that you can't get otherwise. But besides that, Mishe Gilis Navi Muchachu She Yizdabik Po Yizbarach Dveikas Gadol Ach Yizke Gilazeh. So the Etzem process of Nevuah is a tremendous Dveikas. Now, the Ramchal's Loshen here, it's not clear what is the cause and what's the effect. Does he mean that you need to be Dovik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to get Nevuah? Or does he mean that Nevuah itself causes it? Not clear the Lashon. The you know, when he says the Muchosh is Davar Yizbarach Dveikas Gadol Ach Yizke Gilazeh, is it's sort of up in the air. I want to explain it in a certain way. There's a musig in Zohar Kodesh speaks about this, many other Sfarim, that there are two chiburin between people. There's zivug in a guf, and there's something called zivug of neshikin, yishakenim in neshikas pihu. So Rashi says Yishakenim in Ashikas Pihu is the Giluyim of Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he is Megal to Kal Yisrael, he is in Lasid Lavoi, Muftachani, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come again and be Megal to Sisir Torah, and so on. So let's interpret a little bit. When you talk about a physical neshika, so okay, maybe it represents something, but at some point it's not much different than other physical contact, and it wouldn't be called a different type of zivuk. Whenever I want to connect with a chaver, not physically, the only way to do it is through talking. I mean, what I know and understand, and my chava knows and understands, is I sit in my corner and he sits in his corner. My mother once told me, I guess kind of facetiously when I was a young boy, that a certain chava of mine is the best chava I have. I asked her how, you know, he says, very simple. When he comes to visit you, you lay down on one bed with a book, he lays on the other bed with a book, and you both sit and read for a few hours. So, you know, there's no stopping that, because you can just go on endlessly, just as many books as you have. That's basically what you can do. When I'm thinking and someone else is thinking, there's no chibur, there's no kesher, there's no dibuk. Dibuk, when I do things for other people, it's chesed, it's good, it is the mark of reyus, that you help people, but that's not the guf hareyus. What makes me mekusha to somebody else? The answer is dibur. So when we interact, and dibur is that interaction, I have a chibur with a person in a way that's ruchnius. A ruchniistic chibur is through dibur. Individual ruchnis is through machshava, maybe through regesh, whatever you want to, however you want to say it. That's personal. Physical chibur is chibuk and nishuk and zivuk and all these inyanim are physical chiburim. But inyanim, like when I'll speak about pius, ritzu, diburim are chiburim of a different kind, a ruchnistik, and that's what Rashi teaches. Yishakenim neshikas piu. When we speak about the dibuk of neshika Lamala, we're talking about the dibur, Kadosh Baruch Hu being telling us diburim of Torah. So nevuah itself, I would like to say the muchach she's dabu yisparach tveikas gadol. It's neither. He's not talking specifically about the prerequisite or the result. He's saying the etzem dibur is by echreach a chibur to Kadosh Baruch Hu that you don't have otherwise. That's a mitzias. There's no, you can't have a profound conversation with somebody without that being a pneumistic connection. That is the pneumistic connection. V'ulam mitzad zveikusei zeh tia malosei maila gdoila. So this becomes a tremendous maila in itself. So forget about, so just like if you have a very deep conversation with somebody, a type of conversation that binds you with somebody, you have over here a chibur in its own right, and ukvayagia lasis nisim v'neflois v'madregas hatveikas shehisig. So he says that itself becomes a way of creating nisim and neflois kifida madrega you have. So Ramchal is making an interesting point. Nevi'im do accomplish, so to speak, two things Nevi'im do all the time. They talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them what's going on and why it's going on and what's happening and why it's happening. Secondly, Nevi'im are always, they're the ones who seem to be doing Nisim and Flos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Nisim and Flos through Nevi'im. That seems to be the norm. You don't find the king doing Nisim. You don't find a Kohen Gadol. You find the Navi. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, do this, do that, and the other thing. The Rambam says that, and that's clear in Rashi also, a Navi doesn't have to do a Nes to prove his Nevuah. And certainly once he's a Muchzik, he doesn't have to do any more also. So why is it that the Nisim and the Flos come primarily through Nevi'im? So he says, it's a result of the special dveikus of a Navi. Because every nes means that I am taking a hanhaga that is not of this world, and I'm bringing it into this world. In this world, just because you learned Krishna Bismanai doesn't mean that your business goes well. There's no shaykh to it. Just because you gave an ani a pruta, you don't become wealthier. You become poorer by a pruta, not wealthier. That's the norm in this world. A nes means that I associate some change in teva through a cause that's not it. Let's give an example. By Gidon, he said, you know, you hold up the tzemer, it'll become wet, and the top half, the bottom half. We can make tzemer wet in this world. It happens when you dip it in water. You could, I guess, making the sun stand is a little bit of a difficult nes to perform. But most other nisim, the nes is that what happened has no physical cause to it, which means it's coming from a different world than the world we're in. In our world, everything that happens has a physical cause to it, and that's called teva. And then nes means I take things from a different series of cause and effects. In Olam Haba, the toiv that you did causes toiv, and chasron deraz ra. Here also, what happens as a result of the toiv. That's all part of being on the darg of a navi. So navi means HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an oifen to be mischabet HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us when he gave us nevuah. It creates an increase in a person's das, and if the important tachlis of the bria is haske v'deo oisi, then knowing it through nevuah is the greatest accomplishment you can have. That's one. Two. The nevuah, so you have insight, you know, and you also have insight in what a person should be doing. I mean, a lot of nevuah is instructive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, therefore do this, this, and this, this. It allows for a dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we said before, by the very nature of what nevuah is, it requires a dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And finally, it allows for nisim. It's what causes nisim, allows nisim, because all of nisim are hanhagas of a different world coming to this world. So the bottom line is nevuah is the bridge between that world and this world. That's why it so neatly dovetails with the concept of hashgacha, the chibur of the two olamis. Koyach hadibur is that remarkable chibur in a person, because a person is mechaber the world of ruchnius to gashmius through koach hadibur, where you can express things and bring out things and say things on. And this therefore gives a person tremendous chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which expresses itself in nisim and so on. Any questions?
Just want to get complete clarity, just because it's something which is sort of
put to bed. A little bit louder, what?
I just want to clarify something entirely. We spoke about it. But the only difference between two nevi'im is stylistic. There's no interpretive difference.
No, there is difference in his madrega himself. That will affect the clarity of his vision. So that has to do with a darga in ruchnius, and then the way in which he expresses it. So, for instance, let's give two examples. The difference between Yecheskel and Yeshayah, like Chazal say, about how they were misyaches to the Ma'aseh Merkava, that this one was like a ben kfar and this was a ben ir, that has to do with their way of expressing it. How much is spilus, how much detail do I carry over, and so on. But there's also differences in clarity, like the Dusi Moshe Rabbeinu and other Nevi'im. So there are many dargas, just like many dargas of Malachim. The Rambam says the dargas of Malachim is totally in what darga they perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what type of madrega. So you have differences of madrega in terms of the clarity of perception and distinctions in how you give over something. That's the... Okay.
Yeah. He says it in Faryagia Lassu.
nisim in the floor is madregas hadvekus shehisim.
Right.
It's the novi's option. If he like he needs a meifus, he can do one. Or is that if there's a tzivui, you stick out your hand and through your hand the yam will split. But it's totally it's a kodesh boro. But the lashon is meir a little bit that he has the ability to perform nisim himself.
And it's a hard one because you're not supposed to. In other words, that the Gemara says you're not supposed to do Ma'is Nisim, you're not supposed to be Atrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I would say, and so therefore
now,
I would...
Tefillah the Gemara is talking about.
Correct, the Gemara is talking about Tefillah, correct.
The Gemara is doing the Ma'is.
Correct. The running of all sorts, since Teva, the Chazanish says that Teva is the ongoing Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to be run by Teva. So the rishus to do anything else would be an exceptional rishus, and that's why I'd be a little more noted to learn a kavar yagil. Says means he reaches a darga where he can do, because even if a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants, a Kadosh Baruch Hu will only do it through somebody who can do it. And that's why the nisim are all done via neviim. I don't know if there's Rabbi Shemai says you have Rabbeim doing Maisim all the time. I don't know what category it goes into. I assume that's sort of a Nes Nista. Kvay Gilas is in Flores. I mean, you don't find that it's appropriate to do it. That's why I'd be more hesitant to say it. He just seems to say that the Gili, the Darg of doing this in Flores is there. And I would say that means what Akash Baruch tells you. I hear you, Diak. I just, because the normal understanding is that Akash Baruch doesn't want that, I'm a little more reluctant to say that. Okay. Yeah.
Do you have a schedule for next week, Shabbos? Do you know what you're going to be speaking or
this Shabbos?
Next Shabbos.
It's two Shabbosim in Baltimore. It's two Shabbosim from there. Kisisa, I think.
Yeah.
I don't have it. I'm going to have to get it. I have it somewhere. I just been snowed in by so much. All the stuff I missed out when I went out to Israel, I have to catch up on it. So I have the schedule somewhere. I'm going to dig it up and look at it, Ms. Shem.
Is anyone from the yeshiva going to be there?
What
someone
do you mean?
Asked Talmidim coming?
No, nothing to do with Talmidim. No. It's supposed to be. It's a Baltimore thing. It's not nothing to do with the yeshiva.
Okay.
No fundraising. Okay, v'seida, goodness. So next week, Hashem should be regular. Yeah, no problem. Okay, v'seida, take him.